The sheriff's incident report said that on Friday the 24th, a suspect stole a Ford Mustang in Heber and drove north, refusing to stop four officers. The pursuit continued on Interstate 80. The suspect lost control on the exit at Wanship and was pinned by a Utah Highway Patrol car, damaging both vehicles. The suspect was booked into the Summit County Jail for evading. On Friday night, dispatch got a report of a vehicle that hit a telephone pole on Kilby Road. The driver wandered down the road and deputies found him in a nearby field. He was reportedly disoriented and was insistent that his leg was broken, but doctors at the Park City Medical Center later determined it was not before the suspect was booked into jail. On Saturday the 25th, deputies responded to an accident with a semi-truck hauling a load of cattle on Chalk Creek Road near Colville. The driver said he took a curve too fast. The semi tipped over on the passenger side and came to a stop on the shoulder. Several cattle were injured or dead at the crash, and one was dispatched by a deputy. The driver was cited for not maintaining lane travel and for avoiding the port of entry. The same day, deputies reported a driver heading east on Interstate 80 fell asleep, went through the median, and onto the Kimball Junction off-ramp, nearly hitting a patrol vehicle. The driver was uninjured but was wanted on several warrants out of the county and was booked into the county jail. Finally, deputies reported a drug bust on Sunday night the 26th. An SUV was stopped for speeding and a canine officer gave a positive indication for drugs. While nothing obvious was found in the cab, a screw hole in the hatch showed a glimpse of a green bag. The vehicle was dismantled at the sheriff's Sallyport, and the vehicle was found packed with a total of 55 pounds of marijuana, comprised of 94 individual bags. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.